we wake up in the morning, that's when the voices start. It don't take long before they're gone, from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away. It's what we're thinking about. 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 It's painting the scenes of our lives.
Yes, it's painting the scenes of our lives. Good morning. I'm Ken Ludwig. Welcome to the show. And this is what we're thinking about. This is your resource for learning to swim in the infinite ocean of pure potentiality. This is an island of affirmative intentionality in a sea of negativity. This is the place to free yourself from sentiments of blaming, of resentment, of all those thoughts of lack and limitation. This is where you learn to lift yourself up from the depths of the conspiracy theorists, the naysayers, all those who are anti this and anti that and anti everything. Now I know you know who I mean. These are the people who would totally disempower us all with their messages of how we're being taken advantage of, how we're being used, how the government, the cults, the Zionists, the globalists, and every other special interest group imaginable, you just name them, how they are all in charge. And you? Well, you, my friend, are in control of nothing. You are powerless, of course. Here, this show, this is where we draw the line. This show is where we raise ourselves up and declare that we will no longer be the victims of the voices of negativity, not even those voices inside our own heads. The motto of this network, the Republic Broadcasting Network, is because you can handle the truth. On this show, we're going to talk about real truth. We're going to talk about universal truth, about the truth of spiritual principles. Gandhi had a theory, and it's been referred to as truth power. The basic idea is that we are all capable of recognizing the great truths of life. And I'm here to prove that theory, because I absolutely believe that no matter what your religious beliefs, no matter what philosophy of life or spiritual path you follow, you can and you will recognize the great metaphysical truths of the universe. And that is what we will focus on. You are in control. You are the co-creator of your reality. You can decide and choose to no longer be the victim, and you can do it by virtue of what you're thinking about. That's the name of this show, and that, my friends, is the truth of your life. Once again, good morning and welcome to the show. I am Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. We're going to have an interesting show, I hope, today. We're going to talk about lots and lots of different things. I'm going to try and shed some light on the whole concept of metaphysics and the ideas that that shape my life, the things that I'm thinking about, so that we can get some conversation going. And I'd love to know today what you're thinking about. The call-in number here is 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. I am absolutely looking forward to conversation today because I think we have some interesting things to think about. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my vision for this show and really my reason for being. And then we're going to talk about the concepts of the science of mind and spirit, which are the concepts that I believe in. It is the religious philosophy that I follow. We're going to talk about metaphysics, as I mentioned. We're going to talk about lots of things here. There'll be a little political piece we'll throw in here around a subject that I think is something that raises a lot of hackles when you bring it up. So anyway, welcome to the show. This is what we're thinking about, and we'll talk to you in 3 minutes.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's the same old thing out of Washington, D.C. Our elected officials doing as they please. We voted them in. They.
This is karma, it's gonna get you. Gonna knock you right on the head.
You better get yourself together. Pretty soon you're gonna be dead.
Show here. Sorry about that. I kind of got into listening to that for a minute. That's John Lennon's Instant Karma. Karma being a very metaphysical thought, because the truth is that karma, even though we kind of misuse the word and its meaning here in the Western world, karma is really literally the law of cause and effect. And when John Lennon sings Instant Karma is going to get you, a little bit misleading. Instant karma won't get you, but the law of cause and effect will get you if your cause is wrong, misleading or bad. Instant karma will come and get you, not so instantly, but it'll get you, that's for sure. So, I mentioned at the top of the show that we were going to talk a little bit about my vision for what I'm trying to do here and for really for my reason to exist at this point in my life. When I originally submitted the idea for this show, it was about living a more positive and spiritual life. And that was pretty much just kind of a base idea. It was what I threw out there as the reason to start the show and kind of a, I don't know what the word is that I'm looking for here, but it was just the basic idea. And as time has gone by, I've been doing this now since May, and some of you know I mostly did it at night. I was on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday up until a month ago. And now I'm just on Saturday morning, which I love. You people are much more interesting. The calls are more interesting. Speaking of which, I'd love to hear what you're thinking about this morning. It's 1-800-313-9443. Give me a call. Interrupt me at any time. I like the Saturday audience. You guys are a little bit more open-minded and a little bit more easy to talk to. But my purpose is to reach as many people as I possibly can with a message of positive intentionality, or what I really call affirmative intentionality. And I don't ever like for that to be confused with any thoughts around positive thinking, because my analogy around positive thinking is that what we refer to in this country in particular, but I guess more and more as Western ideology spreads across the planet, bumping up against other ideologies along the way, but really truly the American way is spreading far and wide. And what we come up with is this positive thinking that is really just simply a Band-Aid on a knife wound, because we live in this world of constantly being bombarded with negativity, in particular via the media. But as the influence of the media grows and grows, and let's face it, it has to because it's on nonstop, but as that influence grows, that more and more people become subject to its influences and to living in that kind of negative thought process, what I sometimes refer to as default thinking, where we're all kinds of sliding into that victimhood mentality. And I think that what we refer to as positive thinking is that we get up in the morning maybe, and some of us have a few affirmations, maybe we even meditate, but then life happens and we step out into the world and we don't pay any attention to our affirmations or our meditation from the morning. We get involved in the negativity of the planet. My thought is affirmative intentionality. And affirmative intentionality is more about setting a positive intention for each and every day of our lives. And as we learn the discipline of doing that and then practice it, and those are, as you listen to me talk, you will find that those are two of my key words for life. They're discipline and practice. But as you learn to practice this thought process and to live more in an affirmative intentionality, you will find that as time goes by, it is more and more difficult to slide into the negativity because you have put yourself in a different thought process. And I want to move people out of that victim mentality and move them into this affirmative intentionality. And I really am doing it at this point without some new agey mumbo jumbo, because I am trying to expose everyone to the most up-to-date, cutting-edge science to help people how to learn to rewire their brains and return their or retrain their thinking to raise it up, so that their default thinking would not go all the way to victimhood, but would go actually to a higher level, something well above victim. And I refer to that once in a while as victor mode. I don't particularly like the victor analogy because it sometimes lends itself to a competitive kind of thought process. And I don't believe that the competition thing is healthy for any and all of us. What I do know is that if we accept responsibility for our lives and know that it is only us who will get us where we want to go, and no one else, then we will absolutely be in a position to recognize all the good around us, to recognize that our responsibility is us. And if we move ourselves forward and don't worry about anyone else, don't worry about being your brother's keeper. Or as Marianne Williamson says, I am not here to measure anyone else's spiritual progress. And that's about judgment and judgmentalism. And if you just keep yourself in a mode of your own affirmative intentionality, don't worry about anyone else's, you will perceive a different world around you. So that's a little bit about my vision and what I'm thinking about as far as the direction of my show. It's really the direction of my life. It's very important to me to get this message out, because metaphysics, new thought, ancient wisdom has changed my life completely, made for a totally more positive existence. It has made for it has opened up my life to an entire new group of friends. Influences in my life are different, and everything is more positive than it was half a dozen years ago. And that's simply a matter of what I'm thinking about. And it has been all the thought processes that have changed in my life have been my own. Everything has come from within, and that's the most important maybe lesson of the whole thought process, is to recognize that it all comes from within. And it leads me to one of my favorite expressions, is that all of our problems stem from our mistaken belief that something outside of our own hearts must change first. And as long as we believe that something outside of ourselves must change first, we're constantly going to be groping in the outer for our pleasure, for our satisfaction, for the things that make us feel better about life. And the truth is that that all comes from within ourselves. Again, part of my vision, and I'm hoping that maybe that will stimulate some thought processes out there. Give me a call if you'd like to talk about all that. It's 1-800-313-9443. In the very early parts of my show, in the early days back in May, all I talked about was the law of attraction. And the law of attraction actually kind of has a flip side. It can actually be the law of repulsion, and it pretty much works automatically. And it's really like a law of reflection. It's I always use the mirror imagery. It's the law reflects back at you a corresponding image that you hold up in front of the mirror. Whatever you hold up to it is what you get back. Emerson stated that we see what we animate, and that we animate what we see. Stop and think about that one for a minute. We see what we animate, and that we animate what we see. The very beginning thought process is right there that would relate to quantum physics, in that there is no activity whatsoever without the activity of the observer. And the mere fact of the observation changes what is being looked at. There is a lot of work being done in the present time by Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden, Bruce Lipton, among others, that is reflective of this kind of thought process, that what you animate in your life is what you observe, and what is observed is what is animated, really goes to Joe Dispenza's work about rehearsing your life. When you get, before you go to bed at night, or when you first get up in the morning, or ideally at both times, you rehearse how you want your day to look. Rehearse exactly how this meeting or this encounter is going to transpire. And you will find that as you rehearse these things, and rehearse them always for the positive, that is key. You cannot rehearse a disaster. You cannot rehearse a train wreck of life, because that is what you'll manifest. So you don't want to be doing that. You want to think always in terms of, how do I want this? What is my desire for this particular encounter to have? What is the outcome that I want? And by rehearsing that in your mind, rehearse it all the way through, you will find your life following that path more and more. That is the reasoning behind creating things like dream boards. It's the reasoning behind the very earliest thought around all of this stuff. It's the reason for writing down your goals, because you are placing into the universe those processes that you want to have happen in your life. You're throwing out into the universe the experiences of life that you wish to have. Excuse me. And by doing so, you set the law of attraction into work. Jesus Christ proclaimed that it is done unto us as we believe. And in the metaphysical world, Jesus Christ is just simply the most remarkable spiritual genius ever. But he even went so far as to say that when we feel the need of anything, or if we desire it, that we should pray for it. And in the act of our prayer, we should mentally receive the object of our desire as though it already exists. That's a great thought to take a break on. And we'll come back in 3 minutes and discuss that a little further. This is Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Back to the show. It's very funny that that song has kind of popped up in my life here as bumper music for the show. It wasn't really part of the original plan, and I am falling in love with that song. I love that line, "Welcome to your life, there's no turning back." That is such a great line. It speaks to so many things that I truly believe in. I believe that line applies very much to my thoughts about consciousness and your ever-changing, ever-growing consciousness. That is, as you grow in this life, as you choose to grow in this life, as you raise your own consciousness, there is no turning back. You can choose to wallow in the place where you're at and not move forward, but you can never genuinely look backwards. You must move forward if you are to be content with yourself and your existence. And I love that line. I love the way that song goes. And the beginning of that song makes me, boy, is that really up music or what? I love that. So anyway, we were talking here about the lines of Jesus Christ, about when you pray for anything, in your prayer, you should mentally receive the object of your desire as though it already existed. That is very, very, it's very clear in the teachings of Jesus. It is not an easy point to get across, although I think it goes to the works of Joe Dispenza, that it, as opposed to making believe that we have received something that we have not, which I think makes some of us feel just a little bit uncomfortable about the whole receiving aspect of things, I think what Jesus really refers to here is to that whole rehearsal process. As you pray, imagine yourself receiving it. I think that is really important, that as opposed to that we already have it, imagine receiving it. And in the imagination of that receiving, you are going to find yourself stepping into a space of joy. You will find yourself experiencing the positive emotions that receiving what you want, the things that you desire, receiving them into your life. You will feel this positive, this affirmative feeling in your body. As you have those feelings, it reinforces that ability to attract. The feeling behind our desire, the feeling behind our belief in that desire, is the true power in manifesting what we want. It is the result of, as follow this thinking, if you will, as you become more joyous, more happy, more emotionally upbeat, at a higher vibration, if you will, around what it is that you are desiring in your life, you will little by little create for yourself an absolutely unconflicted belief in the receipt of your desire, in it absolutely materializing in your life. And this will create in you and for you a faith that you can do this anytime you want. That is the biggest piece, is once you create that faith, then you will be clear that anything I desire in this life, I can bring forth simply by placing into the law my affirmative intentionality. On that note here, we've got Gary in Tennessee on the line. Let's see what Gary is thinking about this morning. Gary, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Good morning.
I was listening to your intro and have listened to it several times. You're a tough nut to crack.
I think that's a good thing.
I can't find anything wrong with what you say about positive thinking and trying to create your own reality in connection with the universe and karma and all that. I believe in that. But you talk about conspiracy theorists. Well, I listen to RBN about $100 a week. I don't know if you listen to the other host or not. And what those people are talking about aren't theories. It's the way it's going to go down. And I think now, if I go to Walmart, the return desk, that's where this positive thinking comes in. Because if you laugh and joke and treat the person really nice, and, you know, I try to do that anyway, you seem to get a lot better and quicker results than you do if you go in there with a mat on.
That's absolutely the truth. You know what I call that, Gary? I call that expectancy. I call that when you go into a situation like that and you are expecting someone to help you and to take care of you, then 99 times out of 100, they're gonna. We're going to go to a break, Gary. If you would like, I'd like you to hold on to the line here. Why don't you hang on, and we'll talk when we come back. We're going to be back in 3 minutes, folks. This is what we're thinking about. We'll talk to you in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Cover of that song. I've not heard that before. It makes it sound very dire. But this is Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. It is Saturday morning, and we are having a little discussion here with Gary in Tennessee. And Gary, I wanted to comment about your what you said earlier about the conspiracy theorists, about that's the way it's going to go down. And, you know, I have trouble buying into that, because I don't think that there are conspiracies that can succeed without our acquiescence. And it's simply a matter of what is the consciousness of the planet? What is my consciousness? What is your consciousness? How much of this, quotes, race thought, race thought is that collective consciousness out there. How much of the race thought do I buy into? How much of it do I allow to become my reality? Because I am the only person responsible for what goes on in my life. And I agree with you that there are some thoughts out there on RBN, and quite honestly, I don't listen very often, but I know that there are some subjects that need to be brought up, that need to be addressed. But when guys start talking in terms of this is what's happening and this is how it's going down and you have no control over it and that we are all totally disempowered, that's where I draw the line because I don't buy into that.
Well, I kind of agree with that statement too. Now, if everybody in the world was living on that higher spiritual plane or level that is your premise, I guess you would say, or your philosophy, it'd work 100%. Unfortunately, we've got, I'm just going to name about four items here right quick. We got Mexicans coming across the southern border, just about taking over the southwest states. We've got the CFR that's, if you ever read the PNAC documents, Project for a New American Century, CFR documents where they're plotting for the destruction of the United States, collapse the economy, and then they're, working very hard to try to get, the chip implants. They're starting out with cattle on the farms and the dogs, and then they're going to try to do it to the people. And in the Rio conference from the UN, they flat stated they're going to reduce the population of the world 80% in about 15 years. They're not going to do that with positive thinking.
Well, and obviously not. And you're 100% right. It's not going to happen with positive thinking. But none of it happens if there is that affirmative intentionality. I believe, now we talk about the immigration problem, and we could talk about that pretty much all day long, I think, because it's a real hot button issue in the country right now. I'm a believer, and you can dispute this if you will, but I am a believer that there is a spiritual solution to every problem on the planet. And I believe that there is a spiritual solution to the, quotes, immigration problem, and also to the overpopulation problem. Now, if you listen 100 hours a week, you listen to my dear friend Frosty Wooldridge, I'm sure. And Frosty knows all the facts and figures and all the numbers about immigration and overpopulation. And they are two serious problems. And I've said to Frosty many times, you be the guy who comes up with the spiritual solution to that problem, and you will set the standard for how we deal with it. Because until such time as we do that, all it's going to be is arguing back and forth, building fences, people sneaking across the border, dying in the desert. I mean, it's all – they're inundating – illegals are inundating some of the border towns and causing unbelievable strife in their hospitals and their social systems and so forth and so on. But I believe there's a spiritual solution to that problem. I don't pretend for a minute to be clued in enough about the entire situation to broach it. But I know that the possibility exists, and I think it starts with having the major concern being love for everyone involved and for the problem itself. When you talk in terms of people getting implanted with chips, the only way I'm getting implanted with a chip is if I acquiesce to do it. If I decide that it's a better idea to get have a chip embedded in me than to not have a chip embedded in me, then I pretty much deserve to have it embedded in me. And I think as long as people buy into any thought process, Gary, that this is going to happen, then we're leading down the path for it to transpire. Does that make sense to you?
I think on some of the stuff you're going to have a choice because it's going to be enforced with the barrel of a gun. And at that point in time, my positive thinking is going to be coming out of that 12-gauge shotgun and double-lock bucket by an ounce and a half of a whack.
You know what? People might find this hard to believe if they're listening to me, but I'm a gun owner myself. And they'll be coming at me to put in a chip the same way. We are the best armed populace in the entire world by by a factor of many times. The next
millions of guns in this country, gun owners.
What's that?
So there are millions of, I don't know how many millions of guns there are in the country and how many millions of gun owners there are, but they're going to try to take those away. They're going to do a gun confiscation thing. They're already setting up the plants to saw the barrels in half and stuff. But what I'm trying to say is...
You know what, Gary, though, but my thought process there is, if they're making, if they, whoever the hell they are, if they're making plans... If they're making plans to do that, then we need to decide that they're not going to succeed where I'm concerned. And that's the answer. This is still a situation. This is a country that is run by us if we choose. If we get it out of our heads that the likes of George W. Bush and company are our leaders, and instead get it back to where it states in the Constitution, these people are our servants. If we can get back into that mentality and make them do what we want them to do as opposed to whatever the hell they please and feel like, then all of those conspiracies pretty much get flushed down the drain.
I agree with you, and I try to live from hour to hour and day to day with the philosophy that you espouse, I guess is the word you use, and it works, most of the time, but there's going to be some situations that you're going to have to be discretionary. You said, you quoted a thing out of the Bible, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. There may be a point in time where you have to do one to others before they do it to you.
And I think that's a great point at which to chuckle as you say it. I'm very clear that the minute we get to the point of do unto others before they do unto you, then the party's over. I don't think there's any way that's going to happen, because I truly believe that we are on the way. We are in the process of creating a tipping point of consciousness. There is a shift going on this planet right now, and it's a shift that I hear in your voice when you tell me that you think that you are pretty much trying to live the life that I'm talking about most of the time. Now, I don't think that there's a whole lot of people that can actually say that out loud and mean it. And if we have more and more people living that way most of the time, and once we get to you and me living that way 51% of the time, well, then all of a sudden we've changed exactly the consciousness of the planet, and we've moved on to a whole different reality.
You made an interesting point, that tipping point that you're talking about. The consciousness of and awareness of people's surroundings and what's coming up politically and these very serious problems we're going to have to deal with. Thanks to RBN and his potpourri of hosts, I mean, he's got such a great mix, and I didn't think I'd like your show after the first time I heard it, but then I got to start. It started making me think, and I do listen to it. And I've listened to it ever since you've been on. But I think you're going to have to temper your message with the idea that application at some point in time may have to be discretionary, and you may have to handle it a different way and not a real pleasant way. So that's all I got to say, but it took me a long time listening to your intro. I said, I can't find anything wrong with what this guy's saying, but something's missing here. And I guess the discretionary application of your way of life is the best I could come up with. So
I thank you very much, my friend, for calling. I thank you even much more for listening. It's a joy to talk to you. You have a magnificent weekend.
You too.
All righty.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Boy, that was That's the highest compliment I've been paid in a very long time for a guy who says that he didn't think he was going to like my show in the beginning, and then I made him think. And I said that at the top of the show when I talked about my vision. That is my purpose, man. That is what this, I am here to do. I'm not Rush Limbaugh. I'm not here to tell you what to think or how to think. I'm just here to tell you that you can think, that it can be different, and that we can all think differently than where we are right now. And our entire life is about what we're thinking about. That's the name of the show. The show is named that simply because it is the beginning and the end of what your life experiences are. It is what you're thinking about. And I like Gary's thought about that maybe I have to temper my message with the idea that this might have to be discretionary and some of these situations may arise where we may have to deal with things in an unpleasant fashion. I love his thought because it brings up the conversation. I don't believe that, Gary. The truth is for me that if more and more and more people move into this paradigm of thinking to the affirmative side, of thinking for themselves, of knowing that they are in control of their reality, that there is no one else in charge but me, myself, and I, when more and more of us get to that point, there'll be no need to deal with any of those conspiracy thoughts from a nasty or a violent standpoint, because they will have ceased to exist by virtue of what we're thinking about. And that is part of that whole attraction piece that we were just talking about here before Gary called, with Jesus's thought process about knowing that we are receiving the object of our desire as we pray for it. And then once again, to repeat, that is the receiving. What we practice in our mind is not that we have something we do not have, but what we do is envision the receipt of it. And in that envisioning, know that it is coming to our reality, that it is going to be part of our experience. And that is part of that unconflicted belief system. But I also think that this whole thing works automatically, and that it's very important, as Gary was talking about, it's important that we guard our thoughts, that we not only keep them straight and expecting only the good, but that most importantly and easily as important or more important is that we should consciously expel every single thought that denies the good. We've got another caller on the line. We've got Dwayne in Tennessee. Let's see what Dwayne's thinking about this morning.
Good morning, Keith.
Dwayne, how are you, my friend?
Right there. You?
I am just magnificent, buddy. What can I do for you today?
Well, I just, you know, listening to what you're talking about what I call a positive attitude. I call it positive thinking, maybe, but Jesus told us to occupy until he returns. And these churches have stopped occupying. And I think it's in 1956 when Lyndon B. Johnson got it passed into law that these 501c3 organizations was prohibited from influencing the outcome of an election. And so the media, and most of us knows who the media are basically owned by, have held these Democrats and Republicans up to us, and people are stupid enough to keep on going and voting for Democrats and Republicans. And
boy, I'll tell you what, man, I'm laughing, but I'm laughing with you. I'm not laughing at you because I think you're right on the money. I think we wind up every single election, as my bumper music, Barry's song, it's what we're thinking about. He says, in every new election, we reach another low.
Yep.
Because we constantly are picking the best of a poor lot.
Well, when you choose the least of two evils, what do you get?
just the second best is all.
You get evil. And you know, there's one candidate that's running that, you know, there's a glimmer of hope, or I don't think he'll ever make it, but Ron Paul, you know, if anybody's got sense enough to study his record, will see that that man stands up for right and good every opportunity he gets, you know. And so, I mean, that's a hopeful spot, but...
You know what's unfortunate, Dwayne, is the fact that, you know, and I don't know much about Ron Paul. I've read a little bit about him. He seems to me to be, I don't think he's my candidate, I don't think he's my choice, but I'll tell you what he does seem to me to be, and that is the voice of reason.
Right.
And I think too often, Al Gore's written a book about the fact that the reason and logic is starting to play less and less and less of a role in our political choices, and it is more about, going by how the media judges people and by how the media puts them up in front of us, the race is going to be between John Edwards and Mitt Romney, because they're the two best looking on TV. And that's about the extent of it as far as I can tell. But when you have someone like Ron Paul, who actually makes some sense and talks and doesn't talk nonsense to appeal to some far left or far right wing group, this guy is pretty much just kind of dismissed as not being electable, basically because he's not pandering to his base.
Well, who did they declare to be front runners?
I don't. You know what? They declared who the front runners were before anybody even announced that they were running.
They declare the front runners based upon who's garnering up the most campaign funds to buy their advertising.
There you go.
That's who they declare.
Hey, look, Fred Thompson was number two in the Republican race 6 months before he announced that he was running for president.
Yep. Well, I mean,
it's all kind of a joke. And you made me think of a line here. When you talked about when you're picking the lesser of two evils, George Carlin has a great quote. Honesty may be the best policy, but it's important to remember that apparently by elimination, dishonesty is the second best policy. Dwayne, I thank you for your call. We're going to a break. This is what we're thinking about. I'm Ken Ludwig. We'll talk to you in 3 minutes.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
That's almost too dire a cover of Imagine to listen to. That's pretty funny. Imagine is a pretty dire song to begin with, but that's a really dire one. Anyway, before we continue on with the show here, I wanted you folks to know that I have been drinking here during the first hour a new drink called Mix One. It's a drink that was actually put together by a good friend of mine, a world-class nutritionist and balance coach. His name is Dr. James Rouse. Mix One, you can investigate at www.mixonelife.com. That's Mix One, the number one, not spelled out, Mix One Life, LIFE.com. Mix One is available at Whole Foods, coast to coast. It is also available at King Supers, Vitamin Cottage, and Wild Oats in the Rocky Mountain region, in particular Colorado, which is where I'm sitting, so I know it's around here. But this stuff is amazing. I just had a blueberry vanilla one, and I was kind of reading the container during the break, and I said, wow, I got to tell people about this stuff because it has some really great stuff in it. It's meant to be a drink to start your day or a meal supplement kind of drink. And where most of them are like have ridiculous amounts of fat, this one has 0 grams of saturated and trans fat. It's only got 2.5 grams of fat per 11-ounce container. It has the perfect 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio. It has 15 grams of lactose-free whey protein. It's got 22 vitamins and minerals. It has antioxidants from polyphenols that are equivalent to the 3 servings of fruits or vegetables. It is a great source of fiber for cardiovascular and digestive health. Lactose, gluten, and soy-free. It is organically sweetened. There are no artificial preservatives, flavors, or colors. And this stuff is actually delicious, either cold or even at room temperature. I really like it. It's called Mix One. And once again, you can go look at it. I guess they have a pretty fun website that I've not been to. It's www.mixonelife.com. So anyway, that's what I've been telling you what I've been thinking about. This is what I've been drinking about this morning, and Mix One is really a great product. I really truly love that. That was a great way to start my day. So we are having a great conversation here today with a couple of really great guests. We're going to take a break here in a minute, and I want to get this number out again. It's 1-800-313-9443. You've been hearing what I'm thinking about. Let's hear what you're thinking about. We will definitely continue this conversation. We'll get more into this law of attraction thing that we've just been talking about, particularly about how we guard our thoughts and how our thoughts are the manufacturing process, if you will, of our reality. So we'll continue with that conversation, and we are definitely going to talk some more today about metaphysics. What is metaphysics? What does it mean to me? What is the origin of it? Where does it all come from? How is it changing the reality of life as we know it now in the 21st century? I am really enjoying this show today. I love the callers. Please, if there are more of you out there, 1-800-313-9443. Let's take 3 more minutes here, and we'll talk to you after the break. This is what we're thinking about, and I'm Ken Lutton. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day, and if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away.
It's true.